Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night, wherever you are and however you are listening. Welcome to Fruit Blenders Podcast. On today's episode, we will be covering processed foods. Our topic is processed foods. What do they do to our body? Let's find out. Well, what are processed foods? What are they? Ask yourself that question. What are processed foods? Processed foods refer to foods that have been altered from their natural state and are preserved and packed in boxes, cans, or bags for safety reasons, as in milk or convenience, as in canned foods, canning, freezing, refrigeration, dehydration, and aseptic processing are some of methods that are used in making processed foods. Breakfast cereals, canned fruits and fruit juices, chips, and processed meat are examples of processed foods. This is not good for our body. Foods are usually processed to kill harmful bacteria or other microorganisms and make them safer with a longer shelf life and a better convenience. Food processing removes some of the nutrients, vitamins, and fiber present in the foods, even protein. Processing can also affect the taste of the food, as manufacturers may add cheap or artificial sugar, salts, fats, or additives and additives to improve or restore the flavor of the properties of the food. Daily munching of processed foods promotes aging and kidney damage, as they can have genetically issues, ingredients. That's what they're engineered to do. They are genetically engineered to affect our bodies, to destroy our bodies. Processed foods are highly addictive and make you crave them constantly. Excess consumption of these foods can lead to obesity or other health problems. It is impossible to burn calories quicker while consuming processed meats. Processed foods are obtained from laboratories and are not natural. The foods are genetically modified and may cause disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, infertility, and damage to your organ and internal organs. Frequent intake of processed foods can make people become angry and irritable, where consumption of natural and unnatural foods, whole foods can help level out your mood, sustain energy levels, and leave you feeling calmer and relaxed. If you eat the natural foods that grow from the gardens, you can sustain energy levels and leave you feeling calmer and relaxed. So basically, eat healthier vegetables and fruits that are grown in your garden or local gardens or local markets and grocery stores. And if you do buy your food from the grocery store, make sure to wash them constantly over and over again, or leave them just dipped in the water for at least a few minutes. Get all that toxins and toxins and poison off the foods before you eat these strawberries and these fruits and vegetables. Make sure you wash them correctly. Also, ask yourself this. Are you having cereals for breakfast? You better watch out. You better watch out, as research has found that pesticides and chemicals have found their way into cereal packets too. That's dangerous. So be careful which cereal you eat and which brand you are getting. Read it. Some processed foods like peanut butter, blueberry jam, homemade cranberry juice, apple juice, and grape juice are healthy choices that can be harmless. So these are the good foods, okay? These are great. They're not processed as we imagine them to be, but they're at all. Trans fats and sugar found in processed foods can cause inflammation, which can lead to asthma attacks. Sulfite is the main artificial preservatives agent that is found in a range of processed foods, including meat, dairy products, dried fruits, dried vegetables, French fries, and chutneys. Sulfite exposure is associated with symptoms like headache, irritable bowel syndrome, skin rashes, behavioral problems, and asthma. Nearly 70% of American diets consist of processed foods. You guys hear that? America has the most processed foods. That is 70%. The consumption of ultra-processed foods was responsible for 21.8% of all preventable non-communicable disease deaths. Deaths. Okay, that's a lot of deaths. Children between the ages of 3 and 5 who consumed more ultra-processed meals showed lower locomotor skills than those who consumed less of these foods. Basically, make sure your children are not consuming all these processed foods. We get it. Kids love their chips, their snacks, their drinks, all of that. But we also have to make sure that they are eating well and we are eating well also. So I would like everyone, yes, you, that's listening and tuning in. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate you for your time. But listen, please be careful. Watch your diet. Watch how you eat and watch what you eat. Enjoy all your favorite foods, but watch what you eat. From now on, I would like each and every single individual who's tuning in to challenge yourself. Eat better, especially this summer coming up. Let's all eat better. Take care of our bodies. You don't have to go to the gym and pay a gym membership. You can go outside for a run, a jog, work out in the backyard, in your comfortable home. Make it work. But let's all eat better. And if there's a community garden next to you, or around your area, go ahead, volunteer. I mean, if you get to grow natural foods and healthier organic foods, then why not? You know, you might just get some for free and you might just pitch in. And when you do pitch in, you might be able to take something home for yourself. But from now on, let's all eat better. No more processed foods. Let's cut the crap. Let's put it aside. But anyways, I gotta go. I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. And if you do want more information on healthier foods and to eat right, I will have a link below this episode. Go ahead and click it and, see what's up. But anyways, please contact me and I'll see you on the other episode. See ya. Another thing, we did reach 10 subscribers. So those who are subscribed to the podcast, it costs you $5 a month to listen to exclusive content and extra episodes. So thank you so much for subscribing. And those who have not subscribed yet, the episodes are free, but you can still subscribe. There's still time. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are all amazing. One more thing. My podcast is everywhere. It's on all major platforms. It is free. So for those who've been tuning in, thank you. You are day one. I love you all. Thank you for all my supporters. Thank you for your time. Thank you for taking the time out of your day, out of your night to listen to my podcast. I really appreciate you. You are appreciated. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And yes, I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. You guys are amazing. Much love. See you.